The government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines is continuing to make significant investments in technical and vocational education, TVET. The 2025 budget allocates more than $1 million for TVET. In an interview with NBC News, Dean of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Community College, SVGCC, Division of Technical College, Osborne Bowen, said this investment will aid in young people expanding their job potential.
The government is now investing heavily in the North Leeward Technical Institute. There's a Beckwith Community High School that has been transformed into a technical institute. Plans to construct a technical institute in Union Island. $9 million, I think it is, for construction of an institute in Maracua. There's a construction of the Brighton Secondary School, which would also host technical courses. Sandy Bay Secondary School, Thomas Saunders Secondary School. All of these investments would allow for students or young people to have more access in terms of where they can go to acquire a skill in St. Vincent and Grenadines. I think that is very significant. Beyond the access, they're also trying to provide support to young people as they acquire a skill. So, for example, there are two initiatives that are in the 2025 budget that I think are very important steps, first of all, which is skills training for employment and professional success.
Owens also pointed to the importance of TVET skills in rebuilding following natural disasters, speaking specifically about the passage of Hurricane Beryl, which devastated the Southern Grenadines in July 2024.
Coming out of 10, 15 years ago, a lot of persons would say to you that they want the children to acquire an education, to become a doctor, become a lawyer, become... So we focus heavily on the academic side. But I think that we now understand that our society, our community, our country is heavily dependent on critical skills that would help them to rebuild, and especially following disasters, for example. But even more so, I think skills are so important to the individual, the family, the community, and the country. With skills, I think that the individual becomes a more independent individual. The individual stays in the workforce much longer. The individual is able to provide for his or her family. Families are stronger, and where families are stronger, the community is stronger.
And with Caribbean countries moving towards the completion of the Caribbean single market and economy, CSME, Bowens said TVET skills give people the chance to work throughout the region, increasing their earning potential and ability to advance in the workforce.
Certification is also important because the Caribbean Association of National Training Agencies and COSAD, they have an arrangement where if you have a level 2 or level 3 certification in some of the skill areas, you can move across the region with your certification. So you can move from St. Vincent to another OECS country, Barbados, as a construction person. If you have a skill certificate, you can receive a CSME skill certificate, and you can work for 6 months to a year within these borders legally. So again, skill certification is very important within the skills sector because it speaks to your payment and your remuneration, and it speaks to how you move up in terms of placement within the skill set that you're in. And it also allows you, if you need to move across borders, that you can legally work in islands across the Caribbean.
Dean of the SVGCC, Division of Technical and Vocational Education, Osborne Bowens. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.